I don't know why exactly, but I was just sort of clicking around and I was seeing who was linking to my blog. And I noticed this new one from Big Fatty Online. I thought, what the heck is that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty Online. Well, hello, everyone. It's Big Fatty, and this is episode 18 for Tuesday, the 26th of February. We're coming to the end of the shortest month of the year, even if it does have an extra day. And we've got some voice letters, and we're going to read some shit. And I just don't know. It's going to be ruined. You can count on that. Oh, Lord, you can count on that. I have no idea what the fuck that means. I think what I was trying to say is you can count on that. And sure enough, ruined in the first, 38 seconds of the podcast. Now, y'all, I think that it's probably a good idea for Big Fatty to remind everyone about the website. It's over there at the www, which of course, as many of our old listeners know, you do not have to use that, but Big Fatty, now that he's in the iTunes store, he might be getting some new listeners, so I just want to remind you, you do not have to use the www or www. Now, I want to remind everyone, over at BigFattyOnline.com, we've got the listener map over there. Oh, Lord, and now it's ruined. Oh, Lord. We've got the listener map over there. And I just found out today that the newest poster, Sharon Fluids, is none other than David B. from The Occasional Fag. And David had his birthday up in New York over the weekend. And, someone didn't go. Snowflake. And... David, happy birthday to you. I spoke to David and Chef Mark and Eric the Southern Boy and Tim Cormall and all at the birthday party, and it seemed to be quite the hoot nanny over there. But anyway, any new listeners, go over and please join the listener map. It's the only way I have of knowing that... that I have anybody listening. Now, here's one that I'm not sure I've seen before. Michael in Portland, Oregon. Michael is standing on a big fucking boat. Hey, Michael. Do you ever bring your boat to Charleston? Have I spoken to you before? I don't know. But anyway, that's the only one I see that's new over there. So, well, great. Also over there, though, we have the Fat Favorites, and that's a podcast that the Fat One recommends, and some other things over there as well. Now, y'all, Big Fatty posted a couple of things over there, and one of them you need to go look at and watch. There's a little movie over there that came from the YouTubes. Now, Big Fatty does not use the YouTubes, nor does he... use the Face Space or the other stuff over there. But there was one of Captain Methane, I think. And y'all, you got to go look at that because it is funny. But like I said, Big Fatty does not use the My Face or the Spacebook or the Face Space or any of those other things. So don't be looking for him on there. If you want to write to me, the e-lettering address is ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And the voice letter line is over there. It's 206-337-1438. And we've got a couple of voicemails that we're going to play today. But I just want to welcome any new listeners that may have come on board from... referrals from other podcasts, or just because you saw the big fat head over there on the iTunes. Now, Big Fatty talks in tongues sometimes, or as people might think. And if you have any trouble understanding what the fuck Big Fatty is talking about, you can go over to the Ruined Vocabularium, and that's up there under the top of the heap. And all the important information is up there under the top of the heap. And go over there, and if it's not explained in the Vocabularium, then drop me an e-letter or a voice letter, and I will explain it to you and probably add it to the Vocabularium. So, anyway, and a reminder to those of you who may have subscribed through the RSS feed. Now, I don't know what the fuck that means, but I just know that that's what it is. You can unsubscribe. It's something that I ask you to do on a regular basis. Please unsubscribe. And then go over to the iTunes and resubscribe there. So it will give you great pleasure to unsubscribe from the Big Fatty. Now, y'all, another thing you need to do when you're over at the Big Fatty online is you need to go and read some of these comments that are being left by people. Because, y'all, there's some funny shit that people write over there. And I'm not going to read this stuff for you because you can go over there and look at it yourself. But there's lots of comments being posted on different shows. And one of the funniest damn people that posts stuff over there is Michael from Stuttgart. And, you know, Michael is German. And I've asked him to be on The Gaze. Now, I've had several people say, why don't you have Michael from Stuttgart on The Gaze? Well, I did ask him, and Michael gave me the finger. So I think that if you want Michael from Stuttgart to be on The Gaze, I think you should give him the finger right back and post a little note on today's show saying, Michael, get your German ass on The Gaze with the fat one. Okay? Because, y'all, the man is funny as shit. And not that shit is funny, well, never mind. Anyway, all right, well, let's play a few of the voice letters I've got. I think I've got three of them I'm going to play for you today. So here is a voice letter numero uno.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tim over at Drumming Single. I was leaving you a voice letter since you said no and left you one. First off, I want to congratulate you for finally being on iTunes. Yay, we're on. Man, I enjoy your new show a lot. You cracked me up at work today, so I finally got a chance to really listen to it. So keep it up, and you're not that much of a train wreck. I think mine's a little bit more train wrecky than yours. So, but keep it up, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. Tim is from the Terminally Single, I don't know what it's called. Terminally Single. Archer always fucks it up, and then I get confused because I can't remember what Archer calls it, and then anyway, it's Terminally Single Tim or something like that. And Tim, it ain't nothing wrong with being terminally single, because Big Fatty is terminally single and loving every minute of it. So don't be all poopy about that. You know, don't make me pull out the poopy music now. All right, let's go to voice letter number two.
Big Fatty! Big Fatty! Brian from Boston. Yes, I am listening. How dare you accuse me of not. I would never not listen to you, Big Fatty, but I will unsubscribe. Yeah, I was waiting to call because I've been getting a new iPhone.
Oh, Lord. Now, wait a minute. Does everybody have a fucking new iPhone except the fat one? I mean, good Lord. Brian from Boston, I don't know what I'm paying you to be the resident historian on the Big Fatty Online, but clearly, it's too much.
Yeah, I was waiting to call because I've been getting a new iPhone. Yes, and I finally got it, and I'm calling you from my brand new 16 gig iPhone. And I just got to say, I love this thing, and anyone who's thinking of getting one, get it. It's awesome. That's about it. I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm loving the new show. And that's it. Keep it coming. Look forward to listening to more shows. Take care and say hi to Larry for me. Bye.
Oh, Lord. Well, Brian, let me just remind you that there's one way and one way only to keep them coming, and that is for you to get those pants off. Yeah, I said it. Brian from Boston drives the Pants Off Express, and y'all, if you've never seen pictures of him, go on over there to the listener map. Duh is his first name, and Licious is his last name. All right, next voice letter, please. Please, pretty please. Me.
Hello, Mr. Fatty. I wanted to call. I was listening to your show, your latest show. Not the latest show, but the latest show. Your show, Big Fatty, online. And you asked our opinion about whether you should podcast every day or every other day or every week or never. Okay? I say you should podcast as much as you want, honey. When you feel like it, you churn them out. They're only 20 minutes, and they fill up at least a good chunk of time that I have to use the bathroom. So I love it, and I just want you to keep up doing what you do. I'm really enjoying your show, and you just keep it up, okay? And I realize that I just went from Jewish to Southern, but you know what? I'm a Southern Jew, so y'all just have to deal with it, okay? Anyway, this is Matt from Spanky B. Arthur and the Big Gay Section. I want you to know I listen to you, honey, and I just, you're just as cute as a button. I just want some of that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you keep it up, girl. Love the show. Bye.
Well, clearly Big Fatty has some new listeners, because, well, thank you very much, Matt from Spanking B. Arthur. And, you know, y'all, how do you go wrong with the title of a podcast, that has the word spanking in it and B. Arthur in it? I mean, hello? And y'all, if you go over to the Spanking B. Arthur, there are all kinds of pictures of semi-naked deliciousness with all these tattoos and everything over there. I went over there and touched myself, and things got on my towel. Right, Archer? Anyway, one of the things that came up in that last voice letter was I had asked, is 5 days a week too much for you? And I've gotten a few responses. And most people agree with Matt that you do it as often as you feel like you want to do it. And the other part is that, you know, they're only 20 minutes. And one thing that I had not thought about is that perhaps this 20 minutes could be sort of a daily dose of fiber for you. And, you know, if you're sitting on the John and you start hearing Big Fatty, and then, you know, the colonic discharges just begin, and, you know, your butt opens up, and, you know, it's not anything unusual for Big Fatty to have that effect on people. So, anyway, but the consensus was do it as often as you want. 5 days a week is not too much. You know, as long as you got something to say and it's still fun for you, do it that way. So that's kind of where I'm going to keep it for right now, unless I get a lot of people giving me the finger. So you can still weigh in on that. You know, give me a voice letter. All right, one last voice letter for today.
Hey, buddy. Hey, this is Tim Cornwall, and I'm calling you from the ham track. You know, the ham track. And we're just pulling into Newark Station, just outside of New York, on our way back home. And we wish you could have joined us for the fabulous David B. birthday party this weekend, unlike another podcaster, who shall remain nameless. But I know that there will be many verbal spankings for their cancellation at the last minute. And the husband says there could have been five fingers instead of four. But anyway, we wish you could have joined us. But anyway, we hope you have so much fun on your cruise. And I must tell you, I'm so jealous that you're going to get to see Ms. Richfield 1981, because she is fabulous. Anyway, you have fun. We are loving the BFO. Finger.
Finger to you too, Tim. Y'all, that's Tim Cornwall from Tim Call an Ambulance and the Reading Rainbow music. I don't know what it is. It's the, what is it? Rainbow music? I don't know. Anyway, you know, Some Who Call Me Tim is over there under the Fat Favorites. You can go click on him and listen to his podcast, although he hasn't done one in a while. So, Tim, you're getting the finger for not doing a Tim Call an Ambulance show in a while. So, but Tim was up at the big birthday party over the weekend, and it sounded like there was just a really good time up there, despite all the snowfall, because, you know, God forbid, you know, we wouldn't want snowflakes to get in a into a snowfall. So, all right, well, I think that is basically all I was going to talk about today, and those are all the voice letters I have. So, once again, call me and leave me some voice letters. You know, you can do that while I'm on the upcoming trip. But as of right now, let's go do a little memory lane music. Well, today we are going to play a little song for everyone who is up there in the New York area. And this is one of Big Fatty's favorite shows, and it's not that old, so many of you may remember this.
A world of its own, the streets where we play. The friends on every corner were the best we ever made. The backyards and the schoolyards and the trees that watched us grow. The days of love when dinner time was all you had to know. Whenever I think of yesterday, I close my eyes and say, just over the Brooklyn Bridge, that will always be home to me. It'll always be home to me.
Well, folks, that is from the TV show Brooklyn Bridge, which was on CBS from 1991 to 1993, and it was about a Jewish-American family living in Brooklyn in the 1950s. And it was just a nice, feel-good kind of show, and it starred Marion Ross from Happy Days. She was the mother on Happy Days, and it was good. It had lots of family stories and things like that, and kids playing stickball in the streets and all that kind of stuff. And that opening theme was sung by Art Garfunkel. So, anyway, that was one of Big Fatty's favorites. Now, I don't really have any other updates for you on the cruise. I haven't begun to pack yet. I do have the suitcase out, but I've not begun to pull clothes out, or I haven't started packing the suitcase yet, because, you know, Big Fatty will pack and then he'll go and he'll go and unpack most of what he packs, and he'll still end up taking too much. You know, just call me Suzanne Sugarbaker if you want to. One thing I do want to let you know is Larry Cly, who was one of the original hosts of the Little Fatty Cast, he has started listening, and he asked me to pass along a message to folks who may have remembered him from the Little Fatty Cast, and he said to say hello. And I believe he also wanted me to remind you that you're fat and to give you the finger. Oh no, wait a minute. That was what he wanted me to remind Larry Vader, that he was fat, and for me to give him the finger. I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878-3738 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.